Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RSBC Audiobook Podcast. I am joined today by my co-host, Bilal. Hey, Bilal.
Hey.
So awesome to have you here. Bilal's a member of our youth forum, and he's come along today to help me ask our amazing Audiobook Club members some questions. And we've also got Inez, who's our community support worker who runs the group. Inez, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome. So, can you tell us a bit about the Audio Book Club?
Well, the Audio Book Club is an amazing activity that we hold every Monday and Thursday between 5 to 6 p.m. with amazing young people. It's a place where, in the comfort of your own space, we're able to listen to books together and have very, very, very enjoyable discussions as well. And usually we hold very exciting nominations, so you're able to put a book of your choice forward, and if the votes play out, your book might be the book that we read next. And it's open for children between the ages of 8 to 25 years. So
Ooh,
young.
amazing.
Hi, I'm Isabella. I'm 11 years old and I have a phone and I really like Pokemon.
Did you say you've got Jigglypuff with you?
Yeah, and she's on my screen.
Awesome.
Hello, I'm Freddie. I'm 10 years old and I like audiobook club and drumming and dancing.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite kind of dance to do?
Tap dancing.
Oh, I love tap dancing.
Oh,
I don't know
wow.
how to do tap dancing.
Basically, you put tappy shoes on and you move your feet around that. It's quite nice. It's quite fun.
Amazing. Freddie, you're a drummer and a tap dancer. You must have an incredible sense of rhythm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paris. I'm 20, and one of my favorite hobbies is cooking, and I also like to do a lot of sleeping as well, getting in some good rest.
Nice. What's your favorite thing to cook?
My favorite thing to cook is chicken biryani. It's very tasty and spicy.
Oh, very nice.
Hello, my name is Firkin. I'm 26. I like audio book clubs, spending time with friends and like family, eating food.
Amazing. What's your favorite food, Firkin? It's hard to choose, isn't it?
It's difficult because I eat Turkish and English food.
Nice.
Well, my name is Camille. I am 23 years old and I love to listen to books, but also cuddle some of my reborn dolls, which are like babies that look real.
And you've written some books as well, haven't you, Camille?
Yes, I have indeed, and I'm hoping to write more and get more out, but I have two out at the moment. Well, one on Amazon and one that I sell by hand.
What are they called?
Friends, and they're aimed children for children to 2 to 5 year olds.
Amazing. Okay, so Inez, what book are we going to be talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about a book called Little Muffin Drops the Mic by Ramesh Ranganathan.
Amazing. And does anybody want to tell us a little bit about the author himself?
The author was a famous television person.
Oh, that's great. What did he do on television?
He was a comedian and he presents a game show.
Ooh, very nice. And Freddie, do you want to tell us a little bit about the plot of the book?
So, Little Muffin Drops the Mic is a story that follows a young boy called James Pereira, and he really likes baking, and he discovers rapping from a rap battle that he sees in his playground at school. So he listens to lots of raps, and a famous rapper called Bracca is holding some auditions for young children to help him with ideas for his new song. James enters the contest and wins, despite the efforts of his bully, Alfie Adams, to stop him winning. After that, James finds out that Brooker's manager is actually his dad, who has split up from his family.
So what's the genre of the book?
A comedy and a musical.
Very interesting two little things, I know. It's very good.
Yeah. Bilal, if you had to choose between comedy and music, what would you pick?
Oh, that's a tough one because I love both. That's a very tough one. I would probably say music. Music is definitely my forte, 100%. What about you, Julia?
Definitely comedy for me. But you're great on guitar, and I can't play anything. So
I can play a few instruments.
Okay, what do you play?
What do you play?
I play ukulele, keyboard, and an electric guitar.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Very good. Bilal should form a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I play drums, so we could.
Audiobook band!
Yeah!
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Inez, if you had to choose between music and comedy, what would you choose?
Comedy for me.
Music for me.
Comedy. Oh, really? See, I like a good laugh.
Comedy!
Nice. I think, Bilal, you've got some more questions about the book, haven't you?
Indeed, I do. So, first question, just to throw it out there. So, who was your favourite character? For everyone,
My favourite character was Rocker, because I felt like that he was a very good and supporting person to James and his mum. It was a lot more better than his dad.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting take there.
My favourite character is James.
And why?
Is that? Because he discovered rat and he put cake into his rat.
Oh, so he raps about baking. That's nice, but I think that would make me feel hungry if I had to listen to songs about baking.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Amazing. Camille, do you have a favourite character from this book?
I mean, I really enjoy them all. But it's hard to choose a favourite, but I do enjoy them all. And it's making me hungrier as we speak.
Yeah.
My favourite character was James's pet rabbit, Graham. He's very heavy and big, and he's just quite funny, to be honest.
All right, so yeah, lovely group of characters that are your favorites there. Very good. So what was your favorite part of the actual audiobook itself?
My favorite part of the book was when James made a Pikachu cake.
Gotta love Pikachu. Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite Pokemon, 100%.
Yeah.
It must have been weird eating Pikachu, though.
Oh, and I also like the bit when James was given free musical equipment from Brooker.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite part was the rap competition at the end, because there was lots of music and it was quite exciting.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Isabella, do you have a favourite bit?
I think I like it when they made a Pikachu cake.
Oh, very popular Pikachu cake, huh? Inez, did you have a favourite bit?
Yes, I think I'd have to agree with Freddie. I loved the last performances. I think it was very, very musical towards the end, and the little raps were really, really fun.
Nice.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Very good. All right. Very good there. Next question. How did the audiobook itself make you feel? Anybody can talk.
Hungry. Because James was always talking about cakes and making new ones every week. I just felt hungry.
It's like when you watch Great British Bake Off and you're like, this is so delicious. I want to eat all of it.
Yeah.
Isabella, did you say hungry as well?
Yeah.
What about you, Freddie?
I'd say it probably made me feel. It was that. It was, yeah, very hungry. Not too hungry. It was quite funny as well.
That's
yeah.
Good.
I'm
yeah.
not
cheery. What about you, Inez?
I think it made me feel really happy. I think like points within the books were quite funny. Like I said, the raps as well. And like also, I think seeing James pursue his passions was also really, really inspiring. So I think it made me feel happy.
Did it get a little bit sad when he found out like the one of the guys was his dad that had kind of ditched them?
A little bit.
But did it have like a bit more of a cheerful ending?
Yeah, it did still have a cheerful ending.
That's great.
He was a bit like shocked, but not really like, oh, you left us. Oh, no.
That's cool. And how did you guys feel about listening to it in audiobook format versus reading it as a normal book?
I like it better because my eyes kind of struggle with reading and small letter books. So I like audiobook club. So we don't have to read the book and we just listen to it.
Yeah, you can kick back with Jigglypuff and just listen.
Yeah, listening is better than reading, but you still have to pay attention.
You do, yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Freddie, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely reading audio because better than reading. Because normally, if you're reading a book, they're normally quite small print. And also with the audiobooks, you could be doing something else while doing it. Like you could be, I don't know, doing a run or you could be gardening. So it gives you the freedom to do something else while doing it instead of, because you normally have to hold it with two hands if you're reading a book.
Totally agree.
100%.
You can do something else while doing it. And it's just nicer.
For sure. I like to cook while I listen to books sometimes, so it means that I get a nice dinner, but also a good story.
Ah.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
I recommend. Inez, how do you feel about audiobooks? I guess as somebody who can kind of see okay to read a normal book, how do you feel about reading audiobooks?
I think I enjoy audiobooks because it allows you to like sit back and actually think about what you're reading, if that makes sense. Because I think sometimes when you're reading normally, you can get distracted, you know, like it's not as focused sometimes. Well, for me anyway, I do struggle. So having audiobooks makes it just so much more easier. And like Freddie said, you can multitask as well while you're listening. Like it's just really, really useful. And I think in particular with audiobook club, the discussions that we have around it as well, and like, you know, everyone's excited and the shared love for the book makes it more fun and exciting.
It's like a verbal hug on audiobook.
Agreed. Yeah.
Amazing. I think we might be on our final question, Bilal.
Our final two, actually.
Oh.
So this is kind of like more of a general question. So like, would you recommend audiobooks and like audiobook club like to other people as well? Anyone?
Yes.
Oh, everyone's been polite.
Yes, I would. I would recommend you listen to audiobooks. Give your eyes a break. And I'd also recommend you come to audiobook club because you get to take a break and socialize with everyone else.
Definitely.
I agree with that. I agree definitely with Paris. It's nice to like have a break and you can socialize, you can make friends. You know, I've made lots of friends on audiobook club. It's quite nice because you can just chill and there's a nice community there. No one's like mean to each other. Definitely suggest audiobooks for the same reasons I've said before. It's nice because you can multitask. It's just way nicer than having to flick page. You can just and it's quite soothing hearing someone read to you.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Inez, what were you gonna say?
I was just gonna add like what Freddie was saying. I remembered as well why I like audiobooks as well. I think it helps with like pronunciations, because sometimes I might read the word but I'm not necessarily sure how to pronounce it. So then when you hear someone read it, it's like, oh, okay, that's how it's supposed to be said. So I think that usually helps with my vocabulary.
When my mum read me Harry Potter when I was little, for years she called him Hagrid, not Hagrid. And then when the films came out, we were like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly. Happens to me a lot.
Awesome. And so would you guys recommend Little Muffin Drops the Mic to anybody?
Yes, I would. It was a very fun book.
Awesome. And so if you had to give it a rating out of 5, 1 to 5, 5 10. Is amazing, 1 is 10 out of 5, amazing.
5.
I'll give it 5.
Nice.
But I'll like to offer to make more books.
Okay. Hey, maybe Ramesh will
welcome. That would be nice.
Maybe Ramesh will listen to this podcast and then he'll write some more books.
Hello, Ramesh.
Hi, Ramesh. Listen to our podcast.
Just imagine.
That'll be amazing. All round, a really popular book.
I like the James, I think he's called, the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And my favourite part was when he got picked to win the competition, like the ending bit.
Nice. I think a lot of people liked that bit as well.
Yeah.
I just like listening to books. I read Braille books, and I sometimes struggle reading Braille books.
Mm.
And when I heard about Audible, I started using it. I think Inez told me about it.
That's really great. Do you read more now because of it?
I listen to more books, yeah.
Amazing. Firkin, thank you.
Thank you very, very much, everyone, for listening with us on this comedic journey of self-discovery through a review of spoken word. I have been your host and also representing my co-host, Juliet. Thank you so much, Juliet, again.
Thank you.
You've been amazing.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.